karma condition you to take birth through karmic nature's law processes. So these retribution obstacles are very important. That's why you cannot complain. Why you born like that? Your DNA so weak, you can have so much problem. Or why you born not handsome, not pretty, not beautiful? You born with defect, chachat and how say? Then why your parents like that? Huh? Like that story, you remember? Bill Gates, when he was in the undergraduate before he graduated, I think he didn't graduate, isn't it? When he was first year, I don't know what. There was a lady classmate and actually liked him. Sorry, the other way around. Bill Gates liked her. But Bill Gates at that time not famous. So try to tackle her. But she prefer more handsome one. Bill Gates not so handsome. Then that time not wealthy yet. The dollar sign not there yet. So it didn't. Then married somebody else. Then you know what happened. The story goes this way. The children and the son, later on when they grew up, they realized the connection. The mother told them, last time this guy chasing after me. Then the son say what? Stupid. If you have married him, I son of Bill Gates. You think that will happen? Your karma different, understand or not? Even the mother marry him, let's say possible, but you will not be the son, understand? So, people are gullible, understand or not? So, what I wrote here is for you to understand. You are born with the primary retribution, means DNA, whether you are handsome, your DNA, how, or already coded. You cannot argue in nature. This is primary retribution. Then dependent one is what? Depend on the environment, the condition. So whether you born into a rich family or a poor family, or how you end up, it depends. Understand? So all this is already like karmically conditioned. So dependent retribution depend on the environment, the condition, your parent and all those things. But who you marry, you can decide. Correct or not? So, our Chinese culture is very good. Who you marry is very important. You know, if you marry the wrong guy, who come after you for your coming death, you become miserable. So they say, what is the Mandarin saying? 不要嫁错郎. Then the other one in front is what? You can choose to do all sorts of things, but never choose to marry the wrong guy. Well, that one is very detrimental. So a lot of people, they go through marriage, they kena kau-kau until they regret. Want to divorce, cannot divorce. Divorce already also got problem. Don't divorce also got problem. Yeah, it's karmic. Affinity or karmic repercussion, I don't know. 欠债还债, you understand? 来讨债. So there is a saying, what? 冤亲债主. The karmic debt, you cannot run one. Why you choose her? Because that type of karmic repercussion meant to be. Initially, wow, I was so lucky to marry this girl. After Mary, then the true color show up. You remember? There's an author, very famous, Alexander Pope. His famous book. Reality begins after the first day of marriage. He said, when poverty hits at the door, love fly out of the window. True or not? So in life, it's like that. But you have the good karma, you have the good affinity, then everything becomes different now. Your children, your wife, everything, they are like meant to be one now. Like Sakyamuni's Buddha's wife, Even when he became a Sammasambuddha that life, Yasodhara became the wife. You know they have been wife and husband and wife for how long now? Very, very long. Many, many lives. Even the disciple of him, they have been like the top 10 disciples. I read the Jataka story, the life of the Buddha in the top 10 disciples. It was mentioned by the Buddha. They have been born into families together. Either they are siblings or they are parents and children. Like Kasapa, they all. Yeah? Sariputta and even Mongalana, Arunura. They are like, most of the time, same family and all the same. And they cultivate together, they move together. So because of that, when he became a Sammasambuddha, because of all those vow, promises and affinity, they also come and take birth at that time. And most of them, the close disciples, even Kondanya and Anuruddha, Ananda, they were cousins of the brother, you know. You know? They are related, actually. The family all related. So, karma is like that. Take care of karma, then your life taken care of. Because you are born of your karma, heir to your karma, conditions, but and you are what? You are aware of karma. And to actually take care of karma, follow the advice of the Buddha, means keep the precept. They say the precept is very important. Avoid all evil, keep the precept. Then do good. Cultivate, follow Noble Eightfold Path, develop mindfulness. Then meditate to realize the wisdom. Then your life, beautiful. Activity obstacle means implied karmically conditioned livelihood obstacle. Like you have a lot of karmic obstruction while working and living your life. Understand not? You meet up with boss that harass you, give problem to you. Then every time you make money, the karmic obstacle come, you lost them all. Or you cannot scam, you cannot cheat. Nowadays a lot of scam, and big money one. Sometimes 6-digit, 7-digit, the amount. But how come it happened? The last time you scam people, you cheat people, you deceive people, and now you willingly cannot scam. Sometimes it's not because you deluded or you ignorant or you're not IT savvy, you don't know. But this is coming. You have to pay back, you have to pay back. When you scam and cheat people, people become the victim. What is karma? You reap what you sow. So the karmic friction comes, you become the victim. Last time you push drug, you make the money, you're happy, and you don't bother about how people suffer and all those things. Then, in future, what happens? You come, you become the victim, you become drug addict, and people sell to you. You reap what you sow. Yet you didn't know how much misery you cause to people. You steal, you misappropriate, then when you make your money, fire destroy your property. Economic crisis come, destroy your wealth. So you lost them. And I have seen a lot of people with depression, they came and see me. They tell me, they said, Mr. Teo, I cannot understand life. I said, why? He said, every time I make my money, I work very hard. I said, somehow, I lost them all. My own brother, sister, my own sibling, my own good friend, everything. They cheat me, they deceive me, you know. And sometimes people I don't know come to me, talk to me, then I help them become business partner. Then they take advantage of me. You know. And many times, until he went into depression. He see psychiatrist also give up. And that psychiatrist came to my SJBA talk. I gave a talk on depression, following the Buddhist understanding to overcome it. He asked question. He put up the hand and he said, this is the best Buddhist Dhamma talk I have ever listened, he said, about depression. Then he asked me, I'm a doctor, I'm a psychiatrist. I got a client, a patient. suffer depression long time, 20 over years, and miserable. And I try everything I can. Hearing your talk, I hope you can help. I say, can. Bring him up. And really bring him up. Oh, he came with the brother, the sister, one family. Then he listened. After he listened, I explained karma. I said, because you cheat, you deceive, misappropriate. Then this time, whatever you earn, gone. Then only he looked at me, you know. Yeah, he said he cannot understand. Then I said, karma is very simple. You reap what you sow. Do good begets good, do evil begets evil. 种因结果. But towards the end, he started to understand. He said, now I understand. Then he wanted to follow the Buddhist way. So karma is not for you to believe or disbelieve. It's for you to have the understanding. If you understand, you avoid evil, do good, purify the mind, you have the good life. Otherwise, you become miserable. Okay? Then the next one. Affliction obstacle. This one is even more meaningful. Implied karmically conditioned affliction caused by what? Heedless living in mind. When you are heedless, this affliction obstacle is like the karmic friction, the negative karmic friction. That is, whenever you act, speak, and think with an evil mind that has the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, then affliction or suffering will follow you like the wheel that follows the hoof of the cart. Then Dhammapada verse 1 will take its course. We have gone through that. You want to be happy, then be heedful to train your mind to act, speak, and think without the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Or act, speak, and think with a wholesome mind, free of the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Then happiness will follow you, like your shadow that never leaves you. So this is Dhammapada verse 2. Then Dhammapada verse 2 will take its form. So life is very simple. Choose to be happy. Avoid Dhammapada verse 1. Follow Dhammapada verse 2. To do it, train your mind to be heedful, mindful. Then develop understanding of what constitutes evil. How to follow the advice of the Buddha. Then the last paragraph is, don't blame anybody for your affliction. For according to the Buddha, read together, what is it? We are born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of karma. Get this understood deeply in your mind so that you don't forget this. Then only you will follow the advice of the Buddha. Otherwise, you take things for granted because you will say, got karma, man. My life so good. Wait till the causes and conditions arise, then you kena upside down, then you will know. But most of us, I think, are quite blessed. Your life relatively good, I realize. Not too bad. Except one or two. Okay, so I read on. So do strive on with heedfulness to take care of karma so that your life is taken care of. Do not be heedless. Have goodness and kindness, for you reap what you sow. Why have goodness and kindness? No evil in it. Be good and kind. No evil in it. Be loving and compassionate. No evil in it. Develop gratitude, respect, contentment, kindness, goodness, sincerity, honesty, gratitude, humility. All these are beautiful virtues. You reap what you sow means what you do to others, karmically it will come back to you. So if you are good and kind to others, karmically others will be good and kind to you. Because these are your karmic inheritance. Then remember, the absence of evil is good. So don't try to be good, but instead just train your mind to be heedful and mindful so that it is incapable of evil. Then naturally you will be good. Those who have cultivated the Noble Eightfold Path have no evil, but only wisdom and virtue. Yeah.